a little Johnny Cash for our meat
what's
talk.
What's wrong with that?
Play ball. All right, it is National Steakhouse Month. Did anybody know that?
Yeah, happy National Steakhouse Month.
And we have Executive Chef Craig Cooper, Executive Chef at Michael Jordan Steakhouse, which is right down the street, 505 Michigan Avenue. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing great today.
All right, first of all, we wanted to congratulate you and wish you a happy Steakhouse Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, June.
My favorite month of the year, Steakhouse Month.
Isn't it every month for you?
Well, every month is Steakhouse Month. I've kind of, like, in my niche in my career is mm-hmm. I've become the steak guy.
Mm-hmm.
the steak guy.
And I can't think of a product that, like, deserves somebody to be an expert on it more than steak.
And that's what Michael Jordan's restaurant is known primarily for, is their fine steaks, correct?
So the steakhouse, yeah. We have worked and sourced out great vendors to find what we consider the best products out there
mm-hmm.
That we can bring to the guest. And we have a variety of different steaks. Dry-aged steaks, wet-aged steaks, grass-fed steaks, grain-fed steaks.
Do they really all taste different?
Everything tastes
different.
They do,
don't they? Yeah.
Everything tastes different. Wet aging will give some tenderness to the meat, and it'll have a minerality. Dry aging brings that same tenderness, but a depth of flavor that you can't get any other way.
Could you, if we were to blindfold you, Craig, could you blindfolded be able to tell which cut of meat you were eating?
I think that I could do a blindfolded steak challenge.
Wow.
I could tell you the cut. I could tell you whether it's dry aged or wet aged.
That's impressive.
That is really impressive. Talking about the cut, I am a ribeye girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know they always talk about the marbling, but to me, yeah, there's fat in there, but it makes it so juicy and flavorful. My husband doesn't like any kind of fat, so he's a New York strip steak guy. And there are people who will only eat filet mignon, which sometimes is dry and tastes like liver to me.
So the filet, it's going to be all about tenderness. And I personally think like a filet cooked mid-rare or rare, and you'll get some great beef flavor from it. Cooked higher, yeah, you lose some of that, and you might get some, you know, metallic flavor, that liver flavor.
It does taste a little livery if not prepared correctly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, more even like the source of the beef. So that's making sure, you know, I find that the lower quality beef is going to have that organ taste, liver taste. When it's cooked at a higher temperature, it becomes even more pronounced.
But people like that taste.
Well, that's, you know, you find that people, they have their temperature.
Yeah.
They've already decided their temperature. Years of eating, cultural reasons, everything comes into how they eat their beef. And when they come into our restaurant, I'm not going to change their mind.
Sure.
But what do you recommend? What is the best way to enjoy a steak?
For a filet, I love it rare. Hard sear on the outside, and are rare on the inside. New York strips, maybe just cooked just slightly past rare.
Yeah.
And then for a ribeye, I like it just slightly past medium rare when
I cook
it.
Does it kill you? Sometimes you hear the story from restaurateurs who say, a guy will come in and say, I want this well done, and it just, it kills you.
You know, it's the... Maybe in the younger part of my career, I'd be like, why are we wasting this steak? But then you realize... That's the way that person
makes
wants
them
it.
Happy. Yeah.
And I also like, you know, anything different is not going to make them happy. My thing is, if you want your well-done steak, I'm going to give you the best well-done steak that we can. You'll see menus that say we take no responsibility for steaks over.
I've seen
and
that.
And I think that's, you know, that's a cop-out.
That's a cop-out. Yeah.
You're not stepping up to the challenge of being in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to serve people to make them happy. And if there's blood in that steak and that person loves well-done steak, they're not going to be happy.
Yeah, that's true. Is that a better way to order it, though, on the rarer side? Because you could always send it back and say, could you put this on a little longer?
That is. But, you know, we strive. We have great people who work our broilers. The broiler is the special grill that we cook our steaks. Those cooks will cook some nights 400 steaks.
Wow.
And you might see a handful come up for a bump up on a temp.
Yeah.
Occasionally we'll have an overdone.
But it's a low percentage.
Very low percentage.
Yeah.
You know, they're able to lock in, and we have something, you know, we say when somebody orders it well done, they mean well done.
Yeah, right.
Send it to them well done.
Yeah.
But also don't char the steak. So we take steps and ways that we cook the steak so it doesn't get charred for the people.
Does it kill you when somebody puts ketchup on it? Does that make you upset?
Oh, my sister-in-law puts ketchup on her steak. So I just look the other way.
Yeah.
All right. So I do know my way around a steak. I could never be a vegetarian. I love vegetables, but I couldn't just exclusively eat that. I didn't know the difference between a T-bone and a porterhouse, but I did know that they contained a couple of cuts all in one steak, correct? Would you like to tell us about that?
On the T-bone and the porterhouse, you're going to have filet on one side coming from the tenderloin and New York strip coming from the strip loin on the other side, bisected by a bone. By law, for it to be called a porterhouse, it has to have at least an inch and a half in diameter of filet. Anything less, it becomes a T-bone.
Before cooking or after cooking?
Before cooking.
Before cooking.
Good question, Bill.
Thank you. I've been to restaurants.
We're talking to Executive Chef Craig Cooper from Michael Jordan's Steakhouse right down the street, 505 Michigan Avenue. June is National Steakhouse Month, and you've created a special menu for this month-long celebration?
So for National Steakhouse Month, we decided to do something special. We've seen in restaurants where they have a captain's list for wine.
Yeah.
That has some special wines. Maybe it's a special varietal or a special year for that wine, or something that there's not a large availability, and they have that special list that they'll give out to special guests.
Yeah.
We developed our captain's list of steaks. So we were able to source out with some of our great purveyors some of their best that maybe they don't have enough for us to put on the menu, but I could have available as a feature. One of them, there's a farm in central Illinois, Slagle Farms, who we work really closely with, that we were able to get their huge tomahawk ribeyes that we were able to cut a steak for two. It's about a 42-ounce steak.
Wow.
That comes out for two. And, you know, they're a great family-run business that their beef really reflects the terroir or the soil of central Illinois. It tastes different than, you know, other beef that we're going to get. It's a very, like, a great-tasting, just very specific flavor that we get. They spent so much time raising their animals and protecting their craft, so we're able to bring that to our guests.
And each steak is 42 ounces.
Yeah, we hand cut these giant
ribeyes. You don't have
ribeyes.
To split it.
That's
huge. You know, we have some people who they take those on by themselves.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a bone-in ribeye.
Yes.
A giant one.
With a giant tomahawk bone. So it's the longer bone.
See, is it bad for you to, once the steak is gone, chew on the bone like that? Because it's like a beef rib, kind of.
And make caveman noises?
I think that if you order that steak, you're entitled to, chew on the... It's a big bone. It's like a Flintstone-looking bone.
I would be in heaven.
That's big.
We have to take a quick break. We'll find out what Chef Cooper has also included in the captain's menu for the month-long celebration of rare and desirable cuts. June is National Steakhouse Month. He's also brought along a $50 gift card, which we'll pass along to one of our listeners. If you want to find out more information, you can go to mjshchicago.com, Michael Jordan Steakhouse, chicago.com. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We are celebrating National Steakhouse Month. It is all of June, and make sure you stop by Michael Jordan Steakhouse, which is right down the street, 505
North Michigan. Can I tell you how authentic they are at Michael Jordan's? The staff there does their best work when they have the flu. That's how good they are.
Just like MJ.
Yes, they do.
Executive Chef Craig Cooper in the studio with us. A couple of questions, and you have brought three different types of steaks. Would you like to explain what type they are?
So we brought one of our filet mignon, the most tender of all the steaks.
Sure.
We brought in a bone-in New York strip. It's dry aged. We call it a KC strip at the restaurant. And then we have a bone-in 23-ounce ribeye that got some great marbling in it and just a tremendous amount of flavor in that steak.
There are a couple of texts, the difference between choice and prime, which is better?
So prime is going to be the best. But along with it, it's going to have a huge price tag. Most prime beef ends up at restaurants.
And who makes that determination as to how it's graded?
The USDA inspector is going to decide whether it's prime or choice, and it's all based on marbling. The more marbling, it's going to be called prime.
So does he look at it? Does he taste it?
They cut in between two of the ribs. Yeah. They look at the beef on the the cow, and they make the determination on whether it's going to be prime, choice, select, moving down.
A question that I think we all have, someone has texted in, what do I ask for when I order a steak? I like my steak just past the juicy stage, but still pink in the middle. I just don't know what to say when ordering.
So this, I'm giving away a big secret.
This is a trade
chefs
secret?
Across the city are going to kill me, but we're going to call that temperature. The server would come back and say, chef, she wants her steak medium plus.
Medium plus.
And if you were to say that at a steakhouse and say, you know what, I want my steak medium plus, they'll know what you're talking about. They'll give you a look and be like, who are
who
you?
Told you, must you,
be
that?
You must be on the inside.
So that's what, you know, there's people who say, I want it just past rare. And when they type it in, they'll say, we want that rare plus. So it's between medium rare and rare.
Yeah.
A lot of people will... that's how they like their steaks. Line cooks around the city grumble every time a ticket comes in.
Why?
Like that.
How come?
It's just, it's a, makes their job harder.
Yeah.
You know, your cook is, he's paid to lock in on a temperature. He knows, he can tell you rare, medium. It's just, it becomes more of a judgment call.
Yeah. All right.
So, medium plus is, it's still pink.
Pink. It's just slightly cooked past medium, but it's not medium well yet.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have a large amount of pink, a little less juice, a little less blood, but you're not going to be medium well where it's just going to be a trace of pink going through.
Can I do medium rare plus?
Exactly. Yeah, you could. And they're going to cook that. So it's going to have a red center, but it's going to be just slightly past medium rare. It's still have... that red, but a little like closer to medium.
All right.
The same shade of red that the Bulls jerseys were?
Yes.
Yeah? All right.
Angus or Kobe beef, what's the difference? I know it's where they're from.
So it's where they're from. Kobe is going to be from the breed, the Wagyu cattle. And Kobe means it's been raised in Japan in the Kobe province. That beef is... lauded for its marbling. It has a tremendous amount of marbling in the way they raise them, the genetics of the cow, and the feed that they give them. Angus means that it's black Angus or Angus beef. It's a British breed of beef, and that is what probably the majority of really top-end steaks in America right now are coming from Angus cows. You're looking for black Angus. It's kind of become a term that's been overused because they can call anything that's black an Angus cow, but true black Angus beef is really become the great American beef. It has nice marbling, it's tender, and it has that juicy kind of beef punch that we look for on our steaks.
So basically, in a nutshell, what I'm learning from this is marbleization equals flavor.
Marbleization will equal tenderness. Some it, the fat carries the flavor of the beef, but you'll find that an American grain-fed steak will have more beef flavor than the highly marbled Japanese steak. But the Japanese steak is going to be so much more tender. The real Kobe or Wagyu just melts in your mouth. It's a very singular eating experience. And a little bit, and you're like, wow, that's an amazing, it's different than anything I've ever had.
When preparing these steaks, you would think that all sorts of spices are going into this, but it's not the case at all. It's salt and pepper,
really,
and that's it?
Over time, farmers and ranchers, they put so much time and effort in the genetics of the cow, what they feed them, how they raise them, to making sure that you get the best product. And I've noticed over time, simplicity wins out.
Yeah.
Kosher salt, fresh cracked pepper.
And that's it.
That's it. We finish our steaks with a secret weapon at the steakhouse. We render off some of the dry-aged beef fat from our dry-aged steaks.
Yeah.
We whip that with some brown butter and a tiny bit of Worcestershire glaze, and then we brush that on right before they go under the broiler to finish. And that just little bit, it adds to the beef flavor of what we have.
Executive Chef Craig Cooper in the studio. He's the executive chef at Michael Jordan Steakhouse. June is National Steakhouse Month. We'd like you to check out Michael Jordan Steakhouse. So he has brought us a $50 gift card. And let's do it number 23, shall we?
Perfect. Yes.
Caller number 23, 312-981-7200. $50 gift card courtesy of Executive Chef Craig Cooper. Go to Michael Jordan's. You can go to MJSHChicago.com. Before we let you go, you had mentioned, was it the Kobe that's really tender?
Mm-hmm.
Tender steaks are good, but sometimes I'm really in the mood for a skirt steak, which is really chewy. There's nothing wrong with a skirt steak, right?
No, love skirt steak. I love hanger steak. filet, ribeye, and strip steak, they're kind of the king of the steakhouse. But you have those different cuts that are becoming more and more popular. There's more demand for them. But skirt, hanger, great, great flavor. You get like a, just a deep flavor because of where those cuts are on the animal. But the only problem is they're becoming more and more popular every year. And the demand for them goes up and the price for them goes up.
Sometimes you find some steaks on sale at your grocer, and it's like a chuck steak, and they're kind of cheap, and they're really good. What kind of meat is that?
You know, so that's going to come as we moved. Butchers have really looked to finding cuts that they can take out of different, like the chuck, the round, different things that they can take out of there that can be, you know, grilled and still have like a tender. You know, you're never going to be like a filet. You're never going to be like a ribeye. But you can get some really great tasting meat from different parts of the cow.
Those cows, they're so cute, but boy, are they tasty. I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for coming by, Chef Craig Cooper. People can go visit you at Michael Jordan Steakhouse, 505 North Michigan Avenue, right down the street. They have a good Manhattan at the bar there, too. I would like to recommend that.
Wendy's a huge fan of that Manhattan. So
we have great bartenders who make great drinks.
Everything's good. Kevin, we have a winner, don't we? William? Was he
William from Hebron, Indiana.
He wins.
He's going to make the trek into downtown Chicago and have a steak in honor of National Steakhouse Month. Go enjoy a steak at Michael Jordan's Steakhouse sometime in June or beyond. Who cares?
Greg, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Great to see you. We'll take a quick break, find out what Steve has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.